Good morning, folks. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024, and here's what's coming up this week in TAPS. We've got a short episode for you this week, just a couple of reminders and deadlines coming up this week. The entry deadline for 1A, 2A, and 3A district tennis is Thursday, March 21st. Details on the TAPS website. Next week, we are in Waco for the 2024 Band Championships. That's Monday and Tuesday, March 25th and 26th at the Waco Convention Center in Waco. Follow at TAPS Band on Twitter as we get closer to that event. Remember, points earned at this event along with solo and small ensemble will decide who has the top band program in TAPS. You can check updated point totals on the TAPS website. Just visit taps.biz, click on Fine Arts, then click on Band. Also, next week, join us at the Round Rock Athletic Complex in Round Rock, Texas for the 2024 TAPS Lacrosse Showcase. We've got 9 boys teams and 8 girls teams registered this year. You can see who's coming and check the full event schedule on the TAPS website. Just visit taps.biz, click on Athletics, then click on Lacrosse. We interviewed coaches and players for this podcast at the first ever TAPS Lacrosse Showcase and ran it in one of our episodes last year. I've included that tape at the end of this episode. If you or your school is new to lacrosse, they are well worth a listen. But just a few more items to get to before that. In Fine Arts next week, Wednesday, March 27th, is the final day to take the art history test. Contact the TAPS office if you need any help. And also note, the TAPS office will be closed March 28th and 29th for the Easter weekend. But we come back swinging the first week of April with the art entry deadline and district tennis. Nominations for the Athletic Executive Committee will also open on Monday, April 1st. And don't forget the TAPS Robotic Championship will take place Saturday, April 6th in Waco. If you didn't catch our last two episodes, you missed out on highlights and results from our basketball and winter soccer championships. That's why those episodes are so long. If you are subscribed to TAPS Talk on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, they are already in your feed. You can also find all of our episodes by visiting taps.biz. Click on Resources and then click on This Week in TAPS. Now let's hear from TAPS Lacrosse.
Man, lacrosse is the best sport. It's the fastest game on 2 feet, and it really allows involvement from all kinds of players. Hi, my name is Zane Zoda, and I'm the head coach at Regent School of Austin. A lot of sports, especially in Texas, you see those big old football players, and they kind of dominate the game. But with lacrosse, you get more of a smaller, more finesse player, and you could have a big, strong player, but there's more of a variable of what kind of kid can play and what success you can find with different kinds of kids.
I think it just offers more for your student athletes. I think it gives them another sport to play. I think it helps grow your school and your program. Hi, my name is Matt Nydick, and I'm the athletic director at Concordia Lutheran High School in Tomball. I know it, for a lot of kids, it's their off-season sport sometimes, or their second sport, but now a lot of them are taking it as their main sport. Getting buy-in from our other coaches, I think you always have the fear from other coaches, well, this is going to steal my athletes. But we do a great job at Concordia of sharing our athletes throughout the year.
It's another outlet for a spring sport for a lot of these kids. A lot of these boys, you know, they play football, they play basketball, they play soccer. So they're always looking to do something. And lacrosse is a great outlet because it involves a lot of aspects from a lot of those games. So those fall sport coaches that want their kids kind of staying in sport shape, they get the opportunity to get that good workout, to get those kind of live action reps in lacrosse too.
I think research shows high school age athletes really benefit from being multi-sport athletes. Hi, I'm Allie Tennyson, and I'm the director of athletics at Bishop Lynch High School. I think the timing of the season of lacrosse falling kind of in the later spring makes it a very viable option to be another sport for our fall and winter student athletes to have. We're seeing it at our school, especially on the female side. Once our female athletes wrap up their fall and winter seasons, it's a very easy transition into lacrosse, and we're really working on that on the boys' side as well. And so I think it's a perfect sport that translates easily to a lot of our other sports that can just really round out the total student athlete that we're looking for at Bishop Lynch.
We have probably the majority of them are football guys, some that are basketball, and we have a good handful now that are just lacrosse only. I think it's been a a great way to bring exposure for our school and maybe bring in some athletes, student athletes that weren't going to come originally.
For lacrosse, they are, on the girls' side, they are all multi-sport athletes with the exception of, I would say, probably a handful of them on the girls' side, and those girls will all end up playing college lacrosse this year. We have a girl going to play at Dickinson College, and she is one of the most talented student athletes we have on our campus, and I think in the next couple of years, we'll have more girls go play as well, and our plan is to kind of reciprocate that on the boys' side as well. Most of the boys play multiple sports. One of our seniors, he's standing up right there, number one, he's likely going to go play lacrosse at Hendricks College too. So
I think it took a little bit of time. I think it was kind of like, what is that? It wasn't something at our school that was really well known. However, our coaches have done a fantastic job over the last 3 years bringing notoriety and trying to generate exposure within our own student body.
Everyone kind of sees it as the youngest sport on campus, and obviously the age of our student athletes in the program reflects that too, but there's also a lot of excitement around it, and that's due to our head coach Jason Feltz. And he came in January of 2020 and just worked the hallways hard. And really the team that he has out there now is a result of kind of how he recruited the hallways and got all those boys in. And he's exceptional. We went from about 20 kids last year to 35 this year. She's doing a great job.
Oh, man, how much time do I have? I truly think lacrosse is the best sport in the world. Hi, my name is Jason Feltz, and I'm the head men's lacrosse coach at Bishop Lynch High School in Dallas, Texas. I got into the game late. I actually grew up down here in Austin and didn't really have the option to play it until kind of late middle school, high school. The second I picked up a stick, really fell in love with it. It's, you know, the running of soccer, the movement of basketball, the physicality of football. It's really everything you could want out of a sport. And
I think everyone kind of feels the momentum and energy around it. And as since he's been here now, just about 2 years, he's been able to be a part of all of our admissions events. People are seeing Bishop Lynch Friars associated with lacrosse on the boys' side. So he started, I think, starting to really grow it. And it's not just a program that is an afterthought. It's actually an established program. So
lacrosse has really kind of had this coming of age in the last maybe 12, 15 years or so, where kids are getting sticks in their hands early. There's kindergarten teams and first graders are starting to get into the game, which is awesome to see. I think it's just we're kind of moving away from kids grow up either wanting to be a basketball player or a football player. I think now there's so much more of they can run track, they can play lacrosse, they can do just so many other, there's just so much more opportunity. And kind of like I said, I fell in love with it the second I picked up a stick, and I think that's really common for a lot of kids that once they sort of get into it and realize it's everything you could want out of all the other sports you play, I think it's such an easy sell.
I like the teamwork. I am Andrew Blades. I am a deep hole for Concordia Lutheran. Especially as a deep hole, say like you're in a clear and you can bounce the ball between three guys and just set up for a shot. When that happens, it just, I don't know, it just hits right. You know, like, you know that you just accomplished something as a team and that it's just so fluid and the chemistry is there.
My favorite thing about lacrosse is, it's kind of like what he said, it's just all about the teamwork. My name's Jake Cook. I'm a goalie for Concordia Lutheran. As a goalie, you're a huge team player. You're kind of the anchor of the defense, and you work really closely with guys like Blades, with some of our other poles out there. We run clears, and so you pop it out and you run it through a bunch of different people, get everybody involved, and at the end of the game, it's just a big celebration of teamwork.
You know, we take athletes and we put a stick in their hand and we teach them the game. Hey, good morning. My name is Jeff Anderson. I'm the head coach at Concordia Lutheran. Most of my team had never seen a game before they played in a game, kind of thing. So we've got a lot of dual sport guys on our team. So we've got football guys, we've got soccer and basketball guys, we've got hockey guys. So we're 6 years into the program. The numbers are where they're at because we've got good parent advocates. The school's behind what we're doing. They're supporting us. You know, the other coaches, I think, see the value in what we're developing athletically.
I'd have to say that, you know, lacrosse takes time. It's definitely a finesse sport, so you kind of have to foster it for a couple years, and soon you'll get people who come into school and just right away are interested. You'll start having people come in that already know the game, and so it grows exponentially over time. So it might be slow at first, but soon you're going to be like, oh wow, like we're winning all these games, we have all these great players, and just the camaraderie in that program is just going to grow extremely quickly?
I think lacrosse is a great sport. My boys got into it kind of a little bit into middle school. My name's Chris Fink. I'm a parent of a student, Wyatt Fink. He's a sophomore at TMI, a lacrosse player. I'm also the parent of a graduate of TMI. Wyatt's older brother, Caden, graduated TMI 2 years ago. He's at UCLA, and he was a four-year lacrosse player. They enjoyed football, basketball. Lacrosse is a great sport because it really combines a lot of different sports. It's kind of like playing ice hockey on grass. It combines the passing of sports like basketball, the physicality of sports like football, and it's a really great team sport. It takes 10 players out in the field, and you really have to play team lacrosse to be efficient and good. And so it also has been a great conduit for the boys being athletic and meeting a lot of friends.
It's an incredible sport that combines athleticism with good teamwork. Afternoon, my name's Kevin Finno. I'm a proud parent of Caden Finno, who is a freshman at TMI, a lacrosse player, midfielder, and Fogo.
And I am married to Kevin, and our son Caden plays lacrosse at TMI.
Lots of different things going on in lacrosse. It's constantly busy and just kind of a high action, really good athletic sport.
It's the original American sport. I mean, it is the original American sport. They say it's the fastest sport, and it is. If you've ever watched us, it's kind of like you said, a cross between hockey, soccer, basketball. Take those rules and squish them together. A lot of athleticism among the boys. They're all incredibly fit kids. Our son plays other sports, and this was kind of one of those team things that brought it all together, and it's his favorite by far. The team camaraderie is amazing. He swims and runs, and those are great sports, but a little bit more individualized, and the team aspect's awesome.
It's really growing all across the United States. So I think if schools don't bring it on, I think they're going to find themselves behind the eight ball pretty soon.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Most of our boys play other sports. A lot of them got a start in soccer or football. And maybe that wasn't their perfect fit niche, and lacrosse has combined those and made it a perfect fit. I also like, from a mom's standpoint, the schools that lacrosse is offered in college are top-level schools. And so our boys have to keep their GPAs up, too, if they want to keep playing. And I think that's a big bonus from an athletic standpoint, because not only are they being active, but it's encouraging them to be great in school, too.
I think we're really excited to grow the girls' sport. We see that in Dallas, one of our biggest rivals in girls' lacrosse is Ursuline, just like it is in soccer and in volleyball and in basketball, and that's awesome. And so we want to have that opportunity to kind of see those rivals we have across the state in TAP, so to be able to have opportunities to play St. Agnes or to play the other TAP schools that have girls lacrosse, and I think that'll energize the sport in TAPs as well.
I would like to continue to see our program grow. We've had some success with running a JV program this year, so that's where our numbers are at. I think the first year when I started the program, we had 15 guys. You need 10 to play. We've grown incrementally every year. The mindset at Concordia is we're an athletically minded school where a high percentage of our students are involved in a sport of some sort. I think we've got 250 boys. I've got 43 of them playing lacrosse. I mean, for us, we get support from the school, from the administration, from the other coaches. And that's been a big part of our growth.
We're in about our fifth year of the program. We have about 75 girls that participate in our program. We have a JV and a varsity. We started very humbly, very young. And this year we've grown. We're in Division III and will likely compete at the Division II level next year.
Having a lacrosse team is vital. And you have to understand that it's a process. It's not going to be able to happen all at once. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take some building, some working to get it to grow. But once you get it to a point where it's growing, it's a lot of fun. It's fun to play. It's fun to watch. It's fun for fans. I know at all our home games, we get a lot of students out, and they don't know the rules, but they have fun cheering us on. So it's a good camaraderie amongst the team, amongst the school, and I think it's going to be a pretty big thing here soon, so you might want to get on board.
Good. Do you have any news from your school that you'd like included in a future episode? We are always looking for things to include in our podcasts. Just send us an email at talk@taps.biz. That's it for This Week in Taps. This Week in Taps is a production of the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. It is produced and hosted by me, John Skies, the Director of Media for Taps. Brian Bunzelmeyer is our Executive Director. Robert Huckabee is our Associate Director and Director of Compliance. Steve Prudhomme is our Associate Director. Steve Fuhulen is our Athletic Director. Rhonda Smith is our Director of Fine Arts. Liz Cornett is our General Manager of Corporate Partnerships. Kelly Bay, Delaney Bunzelmeyer, Will Dixon, and Vicky Morgan help keep everything running smoothly in the Taps office, from transfer paperwork to event logistics to live broadcasts. Thank you for listening. See you next week.